Hello, and welcome once again from me, Mike Roberts, taking you as always nostalgically through the years 1964 to 1972 over 17 weeks via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta. A social history, in fact, and as ever, helped by the popular music of the time, with today representing a milestone in the series because we've reached a new decade. Last week we bade farewell to the 60s, and this week we begin the new decade in January of 1970, when Malta and Gozo particularly recorded the news that the UK's restriction on British tourists spending a maximum of £50 was to be lifted, saying it was bound to affect the tourist trade. The island's economy continued to grow alongside sustained monetary expansion, boosted by the construction industry. Coinciding with European Conservation Year, the Malta Ornithological Society wrote affectionately of Malta's national bird and champion songster, the blue rock thrush, bemoaning its gradual decline. And a threatened general strike by government service employees was called off. Meanwhile, topping the popular music charts that year was Christie and Yellow River. Yellow River from Christie. Preparation for the first ever Malta International Archery Tournament progressed steadily, with the first entry received from abroad 3 weeks before the closing date. And with an ever-growing number of people from overseas taking up residence in Malta, a full-day informative seminar was introduced entitled Living and Dying in Malta. A tribute was paid by Malta St. John's Ambulance to the late Dr. Antonio Paris, who began his association with the brigade as a surgeon during the First World War. Malta's first ever carnival queen was Josephine Best, with runners-up Phyllis Spiteri and Margaret Camilleri. King Carnival smacked his lips in appreciation. Rob Appap, president of the Maltese Federation of Racing Pigeon Clubs, was being urged to investigate alleged tampering with the birds en route to race points like Syracuse. Two Valletta sisters, Margaret and Monica Migiani, became the first ever students to obtain grade 7 in the Royal Schools of Music examination in cello playing. and Malta's opposition leader flew to London for a meeting with NATO's Secretary-General, while the beautiful, crystal-clear voice of Karen Carpenter brought us this.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
And when the evening comes, we smile.
So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
Yes, we've just begun.
The Carpenters and We've Only Just Begun. As a headline in Malta's press covered the bomb scare aboard a UK-bound BEA Trident aircraft, causing it to divert to Genoa, on the letters page, GC of Sleema complained bitterly about the state of the old railway station at Mtafa. Malta's electricity board took over three brand new seawater distillation plants at Marsa and announced that two further new plants were planned to provide more fresh water of up to 3 million gallons daily. And at the end of March, TV reviewer Beryl Muscat reported it had been a good week for local programmes, particularly praising Reggimenti Maltin, covering 200 years of Maltese soldiering. The month closed with the announcement that the potential use of Ta'ali for intensified agricultural purposes was to be investigated. Musically, the lush sounds of the Cyril Stapleton Orchestra could be heard from time to time over the airwaves. This recording from 1970 was typical. Thank you. Cyril Stapleton and Everybody's Talkin'. April 1970 began in Malta with the dramatic news that two famous Mattia Preti paintings en route from Paris to Malta via London for an exhibition at St. John's Co-Cathedral had gone missing. Interpol were involved in the search for the paintings, one titled A Young Guitar Player and the other Mary Magdalene at Prayer. In a review of local industry, Professor Salvino Busutil stated that the planned growth of manufacturing industry, now 10 years old, had given rise to unplanned social changes. The tanker British Ensign went aground at Bigi foreshore, closing Grand Harbour for several hours, with 5 tugs needed to finally pull her off. In its third article for European Conservation Year, Malta's Ornithological Society described the island's 2 smallest and protected birds, the Scandinavian and speckled warblers, as a common sight in the countryside all year round. The Maltese publishing firm Progress Press staged its first books exhibition at the Preluna Hotel. Well, I'm not sure if it was a first for these two recording artists, but both had chart hits in 1970, as we're about to hear.
Without me, we love everybody, but what we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Chairman of the Board and Give Me Just a Little More Time, closely followed by Mungo Jerry and In the Summertime. Maltese female pilot Mary Cassar, formerly of Hamroon, became the first woman to win the Maple Leaf Chapter Trophy Race of Canada. The island's two entries for the Ilford International Photographic Exhibition, The Urchin and Farmland, were both by Joseph Vella of Mostar. In another visual arena, there was a call for a hard look at Malta's current film censorship system. And as the 1969-1970 edition of Malta's Who's Who went on sale at £3 in old sterling, you could still buy the Sunday Times of Malta at sixpence. I don't think, though, that you could buy a musical chart topper for sixpence at the time, but I certainly think Edison Lighthouse gave value for money with this 1970 recording.
Yeah.
Love Grows from Edison Lighthouse. As the half-year was fast approaching, the debate on Malta's need for its own stock exchange continued. Adrian Buscietta, president of the Trade Fair Corporation, spelt out the 1970 objectives for the annual event at Nashar, while sceptics posed the question, how relevant was the fair's international aspect? The ancient city of Vittoriosa boasted the largest concentration of national monuments in Malta, except for Valletta, built much later. Two Maltese youths, stowaways on a vessel to Spain, were each fined £10. Their return to Malta by air proved to be somewhat expensive for the authorities. And June came to a close with a moment of fame for one keen radio ham, RAF Sergeant Alan Cake, from his flat in Vgura, linked Malta with Amman, when he had a conversation with fellow amateur radio operator King Hussein of Jordan. There was no doubt a little crackling on the Jordan radio link, but a different sort to that about which Neil Diamond sang with this chart hit of that year.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song. Sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Crackling Rosie from Neil Diamond, closing this week's program. I'll be back next time with more of the same from the final 6 months of 1970. If you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, let me know by email. Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, Firenet, dot WS, WS World Service, or by writing care of this station. Join me again on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.